From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Here are today's top 7 true crime stories. Let's get into it. First, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. Archaeologists, nuns, and more. 8 mysteries and thrillers with unique protagonists. The detective protagonist stands tall in our crime and thriller landscape. From Poirot to Bosch, they are the cornerstone to this side of the genre. But more and more, we're seeing writers curious about what can be gained by having a protagonist with a different perspective. Can a midwife solve a mystery better than one of those grizzled detectives? The answer in real life, of course, is obvious, but in fiction, the question may unlock an entirely fresh and fun layer for readers who want to sidestep into the crime instead of running at it straight on. Next, second, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. Who cares? Who done it? Perrick O'Donnell on What Matters More Than Revealing a Story's Killer. I'm going to start with a confession. I've read quite a few crime novels in my time. Not as many as some, I'm sure, since I get around quite a bit among other genres. Somewhere in the hundreds, let's say. And since I'm not one to persist with a book if I'm not feeling it, I'm pretty sure I enjoyed most of those. I know I could list dozens that I straight up adored. Here's the thing, though. In many cases, I struggled to recall how those novels ended, more precisely. And this clarification may not help my case much. I struggled to recall what their endings revealed. Up next. Third, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub. Margrethe Ann Thors on how writing thrillers helped her overcome lifelong fears. I'm a scaredy cat. That's why I wrote a crime novel. On Langjökull Glacier in the Icelandic highlands, it's windy and white, as opaque as a blank page. Gales grip the super jeep I'm seated in, rattling the hulking metal, and snow blows from every direction, in every direction. I need to pee, I tell the driver. He flicks his gaze to the rearview mirror. Can't you hold it? I've been in the back seat for hours. No. He sucks his teeth. Glances out the driver's side window, which, like the windshield, like the rest of the windows, is white. He puts the mammoth vehicle in park. And then, fourth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, how Chris Bojalian spent his summer vacation. The amateur begins with a death and builds to a courtroom drama, a trial for involuntary manslaughter. This is not a spoiler. The narrator in my new novel, A Tale Framed as a Memoir, begins her story with a 3-part table of contents in which the final third is called The Trial. But I don't view my new book as a novel about a crime, at least not in the traditional sense or the way that I do such earlier works of mine as The Flight Attendant or The Lioness. As I worked, however, I did think a little bit about Hamlet, a play which is, of course, about regicide and revenge. Next, fifth from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, The Allure of Society Thrillers. Reading as much crime fiction as I do, I have noticed an interesting preference. I find murder far more intriguing when it happens in a conservatory. We need only look at the wild popularity of the board game, Clue, for confirmation. A killer in a ski mask is frightening. A killer in a tuxedo is fascinating. Part of that fascination comes from contrast. The environments themselves are often beautiful. Sprawling estates, private islands, historic universities, glittering galas, ancestral homes, luxury trains, destination weddings. Readers enjoy spending time in those spaces. Up next, sixth, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, Death, delivered with a wink and a nod. As a thriller author who's also sensitive to jump scares, I've found that I'm not alone in my love for low-stakes terror and escapism. Old B-movies, podcasts like My Favorite Murder, and TV shows like Only Murders in the Building have become my go-to sources for this kind of entertainment. But why do we keep coming back for more? I think it's because life is full of unknowns, and thrillers offer a safe space to process those uncertainties. As we age, the stakes get real, but thrillers can ground us in the absurdity of it all. They give us a place that's known, a safe space to fight through emotions with the closure of closing a book. And let's be real, who doesn't love a good laugh while watching a scary story unfold? The key element that makes the journey worthwhile is fun. We want to feel scared, but also self-aware and confident enough to laugh about our fears. As a writer of young adult thrillers, I take my humor seriously, and I believe that these kinds of stories offer permission to enjoy the ride while giving teens a safe outlet to feel all their feelings. But what's also interesting is how nostalgia plays a role in our love for YA fiction. We want to relive our teenage years, but safely, from the comfort of our adult selves. The thing that makes self-aware thrillers work is a central kernel of truth. Emotions are real, but the risk is not. We connect with characters when we can access what they're feeling and relate to it. Great stories get us thinking, reminding us that we're not alone in our struggles and that there's often humor to be found under the tension. And then, seventh, from Crime Reads, Literary Hub, there's a new adaptation of The Thomas Crown Affair. There's a fresh take on The Thomas Crown Affair slated for next spring, and it's shaping up to be a real crowd-pleaser. Michael B. Jordan, fresh off his Best Actor Oscar, is stepping into the role of the suave billionaire thief, and he's also steering the project as director and producer. He's joined by a strong supporting cast that includes Kenneth Branagh, Adria Arjona, Danai Gurira, and Lily Gladstone, giving the film a solid ensemble feel right from the start. The new version promises to reimagine the classic heist story rather than simply reboot it. Jordan has said the old movies centered on rich white men stealing for sport, which doesn't resonate today. So this iteration leans into a more personal motive. Crown's heists are now tied to returning stolen artifacts to their rightful owners, adding a moral edge while still keeping the stylish flair and romance that fans love. The plot hints at a cat-and-mouse game between Crown and a former FBI agent, played by Arjona, with Branagh's character lurking as an ominous supervillain. The tagline, "Revenge is a work of art," suggests a new layer of intrigue, even though the original films were more about boredom and thrill-seeking. The teaser shows Crown racing a car and climbing stairs, promising the kind of sleek action sequences that define the franchise. All in all, this third incarnation looks set to blend the classic chemistry and high-stakes theft with a contemporary twist, delivering the same glossy aesthetic while giving the story a fresh moral purpose. Keep an eye out for the trailer and more details as the release date approaches. That's today's True Crime Brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.